The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's a piece yours truly hosted that I trust you will enjoy.
I don't know if you know it, but Saturday, June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And what the heck are you talking about, Hewitt? Here are three statistics for you, all right? In 2017, the FBI received 49,523 complaints with seniors about financial losses from fraud of over $342 million. A year later, in 2018, the FBI received 62,085 complaints from seniors who had suffered financial fraud totaling over $818 million. But only one out of 44 cases of financial abuse is actually reported, and it is believed that 13% of America's seniors are victims of financial fraud every year. So if you're over 60, your mom or dad or grandma or grandpa is over 60, listen to Antoinette Bacon. Tony Bacon, as she's known. She is a great Buckeye. She is a Browns fan. She is a seasoned prosecutor who did the case of the century in Cuyahoga County. And she is now the lead coordinator for the Department of Justice for National Elder Justice Issues. And she is the Associate Deputy Attorney General, the ADAG. Tony, welcome. It's great to have you on the program.
Great. Good morning. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for bringing attention to this critically important issue.
Now, when we had lunch to talk about this, I'm not a hard sell because I care about seniors, but I was a little overwhelmed by this data. I had no idea, and it's my business to know, 13% of Americans over 60 are victims every year?
That's right, Hugh. And as you mentioned correctly in the statistics, the losses are growing exponentially every single year. And as America is aging and seniors are, our senior population is growing, there's great concern that we are going to have more and more victims every year. And that's why the Department of Justice is fully engaged on this issue.
How did the perpetrators get to the vulnerable seniors? I have a story to tell you about since lunchtime, but tell me a little bit about this.
So many of these scammers are located overseas, and they're reaching our seniors primarily through the telephone or through the internet. And they're calling seniors, and these are professional con artists. They are very good actors. They are very convincing, and they either pull on seniors' heartstrings and make them feel sympathy, or frankly, they are threatening them and terrorizing them into thinking, if I don't pay this money, I'm going to jail, I'm losing my house, my family will be harmed.
One of the things you explained to me is that these professionals are very internet savvy about social media being used by seniors, and they use non-private communications on social media to identify children, grandchildren, people whom an older person might be alarmed about a charge that they're being held in jail, they've committed damage, and they begin to send money, checks, and even gift cards.
That's absolutely right. And gift cards is actually a growing way that these scammers are getting money from America's seniors. America's seniors are becoming smart and realizing that sending money over to Africa or South America or Eastern Europe is probably a scam. So the scammers, they build a better mousetrap, and they said send gift cards instead. And so gift cards are a way that they're getting the money from America overseas to fuel these cartels that are preying on America's seniors.
Now, I was the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt reminded me, we were actually at dinner with friends when the father-in-law called in his 70s saying embarrassedly that he had sent money to someone because he thought his grandson, our friend's son, had been in jail in Mexico. That's the kind of thing that happens. I think people underestimate the vulnerability of their family members based upon age, education, and experience. They're just not, I mean, we don't have any immunities against this sort of thing if you're older.
Well, not only that, again, these are professionals and they're scaring seniors. Hugh, sometimes they like to call early in the morning or late at night. So when you're a little bit tired, when you're a little bit, you know, disoriented, and they scare people and they scare them into saying, you must act now or something bad will happen, because they don't want seniors to call a friend or family or to verify or call a local police officer for help. They want to force that person to pay right away before they can stop and before they can think. And these scammers, Hugh, are very, very good. These are professional con men.
Now, Tony Bacon, tell me a little bit about spoofing. We have another friend, also in their 60s, who received a series of calls in the middle of night from a number identified as a friend of theirs. There was no answer both times they answered, and in fact, they determined it was not their friends. They'd been spoofed. What are con artists doing that for?
They're doing that because people are more likely to answer the phone if they recognize the first six digits of the phone number, so the area code plus the exchange. If they recognize that from their hometown, they're more likely to answer. So if I see a 216-237 number, I'm going to think that's North Royalton, Ohio. It's probably a neighbor or a friend who's in need, right, who needs something, and I'm more likely then to pick up the phone. And it's all about hit rate for these people. The more people who answer the phone, the more victims potentially who are willing to pay.
When it's 216, I think it's always John Dorsey calling me for advice on who the Browns ought to sign. But you're right. They have now learned how to do that. But what is the point of someone calling you and there's no one on the other end, or someone speaking a foreign language and you hang up? Has any damage been done?
Extreme damage. And this is something not a lot of people are talking about. So I'm grateful that you're raising this for your listeners. So these spoofers are using computer programs to essentially just keep calling random numbers. When someone answers the other line, that's considered a hot number, which means it's a real phone number. So it gets put on a list. That list then is resold sometimes on the dark web, and it's more profitable or more valuable because the next group of scammers knows that it's a real phone number and not a fax machine or a fake number.
So it's prospects, it's leads, it's like the Tin Men.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so if someone answers and talks or engages, that goes on yet another list. So the best thing to do, Hugh, is it just hang up, just hang up, just hang up.
Now, Tony, talk to me a little bit as well about what older people should know or what their children should tell them about defending themselves.
The first thing is exactly what you're doing today. Talk about this problem. Talk about the scams. People don't like to talk about scams. This is uncomfortable. It's a topic that most people would rather avoid. It's much easier to talk about the Browns going to the Super Bowl this year, right?
Yep.
Than it is to talk about how we are essentially under attack from these foreign cartels who are preying on us. And the scammers count on that. They count on victims being too afraid or ashamed or embarrassed to report. They count on us being isolated and not speaking about it. So step one is talk about these scams. And if you are contacted, if you are a victim, then report, 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 because you will help a neighbor and a friend. You will help us catch the scammers so that your neighbors and your community are not victimized by these cartels.
Second category, we only have a minute, Tony Bacon, but I want to make sure we put it out there. Elders in nursing homes are often subject to abuse by moralist operators of this. Now, there are a lot of great nursing homes out there. There are a lot of great retirement communities, but some of them are awful. If you suspect your mom, dad, grandma, grandparent, or friend is in a subpar facility that is not delivering electricity, medicines, or I think you mentioned to me, opioids are often stolen from those who are living in these facilities, what ought that suspecting person to do?
They should immediately report it. immediately report it. It is completely unacceptable that seniors are not receiving the skilled care that they are paying for and that taxpayers are paying for. And the Department of Justice is very engaged in this issue. We agree with you. There are some great care providers and great care professionals, and that is what is expected for sure. And if that is not happening, then we certainly want to hear about it. And the state ombudsman program, the state adult protective services, and our partners at the Medicaid control units are very interested in hearing about it as well.
All right, last question. If you call the FBI because you got one of these funky phone calls or someone tried to con you out of it, will they actually take you seriously?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is one of the top priorities for the Department of Justice. We care about seniors, and it is absolutely unacceptable that foreign cartels are terrorizing grandma. It has to stop. The FBI is engaged. The department's engaged. And we want to continue the great efforts that we had last year and have an even bigger impact this year.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.